This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen close. It will be assumed that you are at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in a Seth and Colby Show contest, you must be 18 years or older. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes. Have a great holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
All right, everybody, please wait while we set up the show.
A few technical difficulties today.
It's 1 o'clock. We arrived 4 minutes ago. We are trying to get the live stream.
Yeah, it's not working.
We are trying to plug in the monitors. I don't even have the phone system computer plugged in yet. My phone is going off.
God, that's great.
This better be important.
Here.
Hey, are we talking? Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah, we're on the air. All good. Yeah. Welcome.
I'm actually sweating right now.
you ran upstairs like 14 times.
Yeah.
Poor Colby.
It's a lot louder, by the way, when only my headphones are plugged in.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Why is that not surprising?
Here we go. We're on the air.
Okay.
Oh, we're broadcasting?
Yep.
We're broadcasting.
Is there anyone watching?
One person.
Woo! We
Sorry.
Love you.
Okay, now
it's probably only Josh.
Now we need to do the monitors. Check, well, we already done a mic check.
Yeah, we already did mic check.
People have been talking. I've been equalizing while we've been talking.
Equalizing.
This fan right here is pretty nice. We got a little tiny fan to cool me off because I'm so hot-headed. You're gonna run downstairs and get what? You just unkicked it, didn't you? He just unplugged. I don't know. I can't see.
Yes, it is.
Where are you going? Where are you going right now?
No, it works. I don't need the fan right now.
Okay, you can have mine for now if you
Even
want.
It's freaking hot in here. Give me the little one. That one's mine. No, the drink, Red Bull.
Sorry. All right. Oh, we also haven't eaten, so we're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, welcome
opening up
to the amazing Seth and Colby Show.
Yes.
They're going to take a swig of Mountain Dew.
Stupid
Code
lid!
Code Red. Red Kool-Aid.
Oh.
Red Kool-Aid.
Woo! No one call us right now.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
The guys haven't eaten yet, so they're starving.
I also haven't loaded any of our new commercials. Any of our opening yet.
Great host.
What do you mean, great host? You're gonna mock me. I'm gonna say that it's because I had to come pick you up.
And Seth, no, it is my fault.
I gotta run
upstairs
for the monitors to work.
Okay.
All right, I'll be back.
Okay. You need for the monitors. You know which one you need?
Yeah.
The RCA to 1/8 inch with the coupler. Okay.
It honestly is my fault that you guys are late.
It's all right.
And I apologize to the audience.
We will survive.
I was early for once. I had to wait on them. It was weird.
Amazing, Matthew.
No, Whitney, I was being silent there on purpose.
I'm sorry that I killed it.
No, I know. It's okay, Whitney. All right, well, we got our brakes lined up here. Now let's replace the show open. Now, the show open, I've actually got to play, so... I'll just mute the Windows computer.
Colby, are you gonna live?
I don't know. I think I actually might die today.
Oh, that's
that
not,
sucks.
No, don't die, Colby.
You're not allowed to die.
Colby said he might die.
How
today.
Do you? There we go. Okay. Well, I'm playing the
monitors.
I'm using both hands.
Are you serious?
Right there.
Yeah.
They're on.
Well, let me just turn my voice on and hello. Can you hear me out the monitors?
Yes, I can hear.
Can you hear me out the monitors?
Yes.
I can't.
Can't?
No.
Uh oh.
I can hear him.
The sub's all
you
the
can.
Way up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then we're good.
Okay.
It's all good in the hood.
I would play a clip so we could hear actually something on the monitors, but I'm loading the opening right now, and I need that to play through. Because Vista is the devil and doesn't like our cart program. Oh, what a beautiful opening.
I heard that was supposed to be, like, really good, though, Vista was.
Who told
Vista
you that?
Vista sucks.
Satan?
Really?
Did Satan tell you that? The liar?
Antichrist. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is the Antichrist now?
Yes.
It's really hard. I have hair in my eye. Oh.
Holy crap.
Woo.
What kind of hair?
Oh, Colby.
Whoa.
Ew.
That was inappropriate, Colby.
Damn.
We also need our show
gross.
Prep sheets. Are those downstairs?
Yep.
Matt, go downstairs and get them.
Yep,
hurry up, Matt.
Hurry the hell up.
Run. Ah. Run, Matthew.
All right, I got a fan. Yay for me.
Oh.
Yeah, Matthew.
You want the fan on?
It doesn't matter. I'm good right now.
We're almost. Almost halfway through the opening. What is that noise?
It's a fan.
Yes.
Your fan is making noise on your microphone.
No shit.
I know you did. It's all right. We've only been here for 13 minutes. We're 5 minutes into the show. But I haven't even started to eat my sandwich yet.
It's all good.
I'm going to eat
it. I still have two more hot dogs.
I have to wait for this
one and
this
a half
opening
sorry.
To load.
You're a one and a half
opening. Oh, it's your hot dog's
shit.
Dog
I saved myself.
your hot dog fell on
my
your lap dog.
His wiener
and,
fell out.
And your bun split in half. We had a loose wiener, Matthew.
Colby's wiener fell out and his bun split in half.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'm gonna eat my turkey and Swiss sandwich pretty soon. Which isn't dirty at all sounding.
No, it isn't.
Isn't dirty sounding at all would be the way that people that who aren't Yoda would say that. Okay, I believe it's completely loaded now. I can click okay and we can start the show whenever we get around to it. But first I gotta eat my sandwich. So everybody hold on.
You gotta eat your sandwich.
Seth's opening up his sandwich box. He's opening it up
wait,
in a hurry.
Wait.
He's scrambling. He's so hungry, he's scrambling.
Seth, so what were you going to tell Whitney on the show while we were driving in the car?
I don't remember.
What was that?
My God!
The sandwich is too massive for Seth's mouth. Mm.
My sandwich.
Oh,
it's too massive.
All the people who
for everyone's mouth.
You listen to the show and thought we were joking when the show was about our lives. We're not. We're actually just on the air eating. You're listening to our lunch.
Man, Quipster has some damn good.
I know these hot dogs are incredible.
They're amazing.
My wiener is delicious.
This show has taken a weird turn.
Is that an orgasm in your mouth, Seth?
It was like,
Now it's death.
I got bread stuck to the back of my throat.
Ooh.
That sucks.
Uh-huh. Their bread is so good that it melts in your mouth.
Mm.
Not in your hands.
Don't make that racist joke.
Oh, she will.
No, I won't. Hmm. I don't want to get shot.
It's all right.
Maybe that's why what happened to my brother's car happened.
No, that would have happened to my car since I'm the racist one.
True.
We're all the racist one except Matt.
Yeah.
He doesn't like black people, Asians, or boobs. So
he doesn't like anybody, so he's going to be racist.
He only likes men. And that's mainly Josh.
Man.
What the hell was that? Men. I'm sorry.
Anyways, Whitney, I haven't seen you in forever. How was your week?
Oh, I miss you. My week was okay.
Talk about how your brother's car got his window shot out.
All right. So, this morning, my dad...
This is the reason we're late. Blame Malachi.
Yeah, because I could have driven myself, but, you know, crap happens. I was going to say something else. Sorry. Crap happens to my family. This morning I wake up and I'm, you know, eating breakfast. My dad decides to go ahead and go leave to go study because he's a pastor. And he studies first.
So my meat fell out.
Anyway.
Your dad's a pastor, yes.
Yeah, my dad's going to go study. He walks out to the car, to my brother's car, because I guess he's going to take it or I don't know what. But he comes back in and he's like, "We got any trash bags?" And I said, "No, well, right there." And I guess it's empty. And he's like, "Do we have any trash bags?" And he's grabbing the broom and the dustpan, and I'm thinking, why does he need that? Well, come to find out.
Your dad cares about the earth, baby.
Yeah.
He's going to sweep
yeah.
and clean.
I'm thinking, what is he going to clean off? There's no snow outside, so what is he using the broom for?
And okay, do you sweep the snow off your driveway?
No, we sweep it off our cars.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Man, there's so much snow in the driveway. Get the broom!
Oh, my God.
Screw this notion of a shovel. That's for cavemen. We use bristles in this house.
Yeah. Anyway, so I forget how my. Oh yeah, my mom's shouting at him through the screen door to my dad. She's like, "What's the matter?" You know, all the neighbors can hear. My dad's like, "Somebody punched or shot out the window, smashed out the window, whatever." My brother's car, because he drives my dad's old station wagon, and I drive the Buick, and he drives the van.
Uh-huh.
And so basically, it's like my brother's car. And so he's like, "Somebody shot or punched out the window in my brother's car." And we're like, "What?" And so my mom shouts to my brother, and he's just like, great. Now my day just went to crap. And my dad was cleaning it out, and we don't know what happened. Because, well, it's stupid and weird because my brother has gotten his car dented in at Target from somebody. Like, somebody, like, jumped up onto the car with their chuck and left a chuck print and a dent in the car. And apparently, even a few months before then, somebody chucked a shake at his car. Yeah.
I almost spit up a tree.
Somebody chucked a shake at his car. And so we're just like, you know, Malachi, what's going on with you in this car? And my brother does not know why. And so we're either accusing our neighbors or... we don't know what, and we can't get it fixed for a few months.
Or one of the other 15 Mexican families in here.
Yeah, that we're surrounded by black neighbors and Mexicans all around, and we're across from Meade Middle School, which is like the worst middle school for kids around Wichita. So I
black
live
ones or white ones?
In the ghetto.
Yeah. Whitney is basically in the ghetto dweller. My mic's over here! Sorry. I only have one hand, and I'm drinking and giving headphones with my other two, so.
Giving headphones. Never mind.
Yes, minus the phone. All righty, so we have our prep sheets now. Colby,
yo,
you have yours?
Yep.
Okay. We never did a prep meeting.
Nope.
Ooh.
We got lots on the show today.
Woohoo.
Woo. Hold on, I'm getting breadcrumbs off my desk. Woo. Oh. Wow, that was weird when you plugged
you're
in
weird.
That. That wasn't strange at all.
Yeah, you're strange.
Okay.
Don't even talk.
Your face.
Alrighty.
My face.
Well, welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for bearing with us while I was eating half my sandwich. I'm going to eat the other half sometime soon. Probably.
Yeah,
have a
I still have
show.
A little of my hot dog. Or my wiener.
When there's silence, it's because we're eating or drinking.
Yes.
Bear with it. Just pretend you're looking at us chewing. Or don't. Which
what?
Would probably be smarter for you.
That's stupid. You are a stupid person. Alright, moving on. Show prep.
Show prep. Alright. Let's see. What do we want to hit first here before we actually start? No, I don't want to hit any of this before we start. Do you want to hit something?
I would like to hit how we almost got killed.
Yeah, I would like to save that, though.
All right.
That's part of the show. Like, this technically isn't part of our show. Like, the show doesn't really start until we go through the opening.
Well, go to the opening.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do we want anything that we
go
want?
Go through the damn opening.
See, we already covered Whitney.
Opening!
Would you throw some bread?
Opening!
Quit hitting me in the face with your buns. I just ate your buns.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. All right. Let's do the opening, then.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm still eating and drinking. I can't do the mouse if I'm drinking. Hold on. I'm going to take a drink.
Doo-doo.
All right. Everybody think of witty one-liners. Holy Oh. Whew.
All right. Hello. Start.
All right. Here we go. That did not work out as well as I hoped. I had forgotten that I had muted the computer. Welcome to the fourth show.
Live from cloudy Wichita, Kansas, broadcasting in high-definition digital audio, it's the Seth and Colby Show with your host, Seth Neiman.
I'm still going to eat and drink all throughout the program.
Colby Newman.
I am tired.
And your co-host, Matthew Riddle.
Kill Greg.
You have 3 seconds.
And the cool Whitney Million.
I like to lick toes.
With special guests from across America, including you. Participate in the Seth and Colby Show via telephone from anywhere in America at 1-316-665-7338. Email the show from anywhere in the world. Email at sethandcolby.com.
Oh, that's it. I still wait for the pew for me to start talking.
Oh,
but I forget that it's not there because I didn't do it. So anyway, welcome to the show. This is a new episode on April 26th.
All right, just to make sure, to clear it with the audience, I did not have headphones at the beginning of the show. Did you play the Brontosaurus?
Yes, I did play Brontosaurus.
Good.
And it was the new Brontosaurus, the new legally binding Brontosaurus.
Good.
Yes, our lawyers are Brontosauruses. That's why we have Brontosaurus.
I like our lawyers a lot.
Yes. Yeah, but anyway, so welcome to the show. New episode. We do the show live every Saturday, 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, which I learned as of last night that that's 6 hours ahead of us in London, which means that we do the show 7 to 9 in London.
That's
so anyone
awesome.
In the UK listening, Thanks a lot. There might be some people because we did a lot of advertising outside on the BM live show, which we'll talk about
we love you,
later
UK.
On. BM on this show means something a little different, but it stands for Beautiful Monsters. So I had some meat on my mouth. So anyway, you can call us 1-316-665-7338. And you can watch the show live at live.southerncolby.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.southerncolby.com and join our MySpace at myspace.com/southerncolby. And email us at email@southerncolby.com. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
It ruined my flow when I had that meat stuck to my lip. Because I was like chewing, there was like meat coming out and it's just annoying.
Oh, if you have a Twitter, you can join twitter.com/SethandColby.
Yeah, but it'd be smarter just to friend at Seth and even at Cobology.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we got a lot on the show today. Me and Colby almost got killed. Mm-hmm. Me, Sarah, and Colby went to the park. Colby has like a organ like falling out of his back because he cut it up something fierce. Lucas is kind of douchebaggery again. We got lots of stuff to talk about at my wedding. Lots of stuff involving Matt today and his hatred for people around him. And Whitney, we have to find out where she's been for the past week. So we've actually got lots of stuff going on. So welcome to the show.
Woo!
Yay.
Yep, I'll fade this out now. Everybody cool. Listen to the fade.
Oh, by the way, I listened to the entirety of the CD that you made us.
Yeah, even with the Michael Jackson beat in it.
Yes,
yeah.
I enjoyed that, by the way.
Yeah, I have one that doesn't have that in there.
It was very good, I have to tell you. I commend you.
I almost said thank you and I was thank you, I appreciate that.
Don't.
Lettuce.
Oh,
okay. Oh, F me!
Oh, the sandwich fell apart.
Yep.
Like this just lettuce like, kind of tastes like dirt.
Spread
ew.
Its legs.
They probably didn't clean it.
I'm gonna eat it anyway.
You could get sick that way.
What?
Yeah.
I eat poop. And I live.
Well, do you know what happened a while back with the lettuce, don't you?
What?
Some porta potties fell over into the plants and stuff and they never cleaned off the vegetables.
Did I just not say that I eat poop?
I know, but it's
why
gross.
Would that affect me? That would add flavor.
Wait. What?
Enjoy it twice.
Yeah, there's like, I forget where it was, but somewhere some porta potties fell over and the lettuce was really bad. And so, yeah, you could get like E. coli and stuff from lettuce. It was disgusting.
Wait. So what does porta potties have to do with lettuce?
Because I said my
the
lettuce tastes like dirt.
Spilled over into the lettuce and the vegetables.
Are you serious?
I said my lettuce thing. Tastes like dirt. And so she thought that it might have been covered by poop at one point.
That or nobody cleaned it well. Yeah. And if you don't clean your vegetables well, you can get sick from that.
I ate a dirty carrot once. Pulled it right out of the ground. Just
that's gross.
It was good.
That's gross.
It was
gross.
A great carrot. You're just jealous because I had a carrot and you didn't.
No,
I'm
I hate
jealous
carrots.
Of my carrot.
Yeah, I am jealous of your carrot.
Wow.
Alrighty.
Seth, can I have your carrot?
Yes. And my squash.
Oh my.
Which,
and your meat.
Yes, and some of my meat.
I hate squash. Squash is disgusting.
Should we get my laptop and go over the phone system?
Yeah, that could be.
That would have been something we should have done when we weren't on the air, because now we actually have an obligation to provide entertainment.
Yep.
Exactly.
Smooth move, Captain.
Well, I don't even know my laptop's in my car.
Yep.
Smooth.
Matthew?
Great.
Go on.
I don't know where my keys are, so find those and then go get my laptop.
Oh, lovely.
I know Matthew's like a total nerd and stuff, but he does have a cool shirt on today.
I do have
I've never seen
Matthew.
That shirt. What shirt is that?
Apparently, Sobe. It's a Sobe shirt.
Oh, you got it for free, didn't you?
Yes, I got three different Sobe shirts.
See, the only reason he's wearing it is because he got it for free. He never would have bought a shirt that cool.
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
But at least he's halfway to the cool land.
Yeah, I go, walk, go.
And
I'm sorry I brought your shirt up. Go.
And he is on Twitter, though, and that's pretty cool. Because only cool people
are
on Twitter.
Any idea where your keys might be?
Yeah, they're somewhere in this house. And then if you need something broader, they're somewhere in the state of Kansas. So search in Topeka first and then come back. They're probably on my floor or I don't know where they would be.
We're all frantically looking for Seth's keys.
Yeah, frantically looking means we're leaning back and forth. Yeah. Looking at our meeting. Oh, they're right in front of me. Here you go. Sorry, I'm dumb.
God, you're an idiot.
It's the one that says Honda on it. That's the key.
No. It's the leopard one.
Nah, I switched them. It actually says TMC.
Leopard.
That'll teach them to mess with me.
What?
Nothing.
All right, let's get into this prep. I really want to talk about how we almost got killed last Saturday.
I know you do.
Because seriously, it was all my fault.
Yes. Hold.
What are you...
My hair is dirty because I was going to wake up and take a shower because I haven't taken one since Monday.
Gross!
And I didn't do it because I had to wake up and do show prep and I figured that I'd have more time, but since I had to pick you up, I had to cut something out, and it obviously had to be my shower.
I'm sorry.
And so now my headphones touch my greasy hair, which touch my ears, which makes my head itch. So I either look like a supreme tard, which I'm going to try to do right now. So here we go.
I blame my neighbors for the
shooting out
confedgery
your...
of this all.
What is going on?
He's trying to push his hair back from the headphones.
Wow, you look like a douche.
Is it comfortable now?
Oh, it's so much better. But I know as soon as I take off these headphones, my hair is going to stick like that. And I'm going to look like a retarded gay all day long. But at least I'm comfortable now. And I also could help by talking to my mic.
Yeah, that might be good for the show.
So much better.
Anyways.
How do you hurry the hell up?
God.
Just downstairs. Here he is. Finally. Bring the computer back.
You have to shut the door.
Oh, you need to go get this too. Oh, no, Colby, where's that one at?
There's one downstairs underneath the two tables squished together.
Coke,
I love you, Matthew. All right, anyways, since Seth is going to set up the phone system, I will talk about...
Oh, we almost got killed. Oh, that's a great noise. There we go.
How I got my back cut, which you haven't known.
No.
All right.
Winnie doesn't know anything because we haven't seen her.
Yeah, I know, bitch. Okay, when was this? This is when you did what to read.
Okay.
So Tuesday-ish? Yeah, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I had Colton, Ryan, Paul, and Nick over. And then for some stupid, odd reason...
Is it for an orgy, or was it just for...
No, just for fun. And orgy.
Oh!
I don't...
Sorry.
Orgy was bitten.
I snorted some snot back into my mouth, because I'm sick of a sickness, and I snorted it way too fast, it went halfway down my throat, and then I coughed.
Okay, anyways. So what I did, for some stupid odd reason, on the futon downstairs, I stood on the little wood thing, you know?
Oh.
And then Nick was being a complete stupid ass, like, he grabbed my leg, like, Colby, I love you, and then I started to trip, I fell, and you know how it kind of has that wood thing sticking
mm-hmm,
out?
Mm-hmm.
It scratched me from here, all the way to here, and I started bleeding, and I was like, and it sucked.
Seriously, like,
do you
how
still
big
have, like,
is it, like,
a huge
foot?
Scratch?
Yeah.
You still have a huge scratch? Ow.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
It started hurting a lot last night for some reason.
You're probably going to get a scar from that.
Hopefully, because that'd be badass.
I'm just about to say that. That would be awesome.
I can tell.
We have three voicemails.
I can tell people are
going to
get scars because I've been scarred so many times from stupid stuff that I've done. So I can always tell them, always like, yeah, you'll get a scar from that one. Really?
Here's one that's 1 second, so this one won't actually have anything on
it. Nope. Unless it says boobs.
Well,
damn,
not that smart. And then here's the other one. This one's also 1 second, but it's from the same number. So that one just beeped and then popped.
That was Ashley, dude.
And then here's this one. It's 2 seconds. That was the noise of someone.
Great. Yeah,
that's retarded.
All right, people, when you call in, you can leave a voicemail. Obviously, we will play them.
Leave it.
There were numbers I didn't recognize, so
leave it.
I don't know who called us, but they were all 316 numbers, though. So
cool.
They're somewhere in our area code.
I have to burp, or throw up, or crap. Either one.
Or all three at the same time.
That's awkward.
I did that the other day. I burped and farted at the same time. It was pretty, like, it was a momentous occasion for me.
Oh my god.
So I was like, ugh. And I was like, Brooke, dude, I just farted and burped at the same time.
So much pressure and such a... Holy god! Matthew just threw the cord at me and almost killed my ass.
Here.
Wah.
Plug this wang.
Wah.
This is the stake of death.
So. You know, Colby talking about burping and farting at the same time reminds me of that story you told me about that one guy from high school said he sneezed with his eyes open. And you heard him in class.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on. No, where'd it go?
Thank you. Hold on, I gotta plug in my thing here. Go.
He's gonna plug it in. He's going under.
All right, we're all good.
Oh man,
I really wish I had clips so I didn't have to sound like a douchebag by going like. So I can actually play.
Just let it be like silent. We don't need clips. Just let it be silent.
And we can't do the drum machine today.
Why?
Because that is. I need that for this.
Oh, you
to
need that
work.
Adapter.
So. Unless Matthew wants to run downstairs again.
Matthew, get your ass up. No, it's all right.
It's cool.
We play the drum machine every single show since it's partially sexual kind of a character. All right, so prep. Let's
God
see.
Dang.
What have we covered already? We covered Whitney was. No, we haven't covered that yet. We just mentioned it.
Covered my back, and that's it.
All right. So Colby falls off futon and cuts up his back.
Did Give me Colby. A pen.
Poor Colby.
Pen.
I don't know if there are any.
There's
more.
A marker.
No, here's a.
Nope. Completely broken.
Yeah, that's what happens when you guys throw everything.
There's a marker in there, dude.
There's a big Crayola marker. You're going to use that?
Just to check it off, God. Okay. Off, God. All right, we're all good.
Seth, are you going to live?
Smooth.
Sounds like you're like hawking up a lawnmower.
I know.
It does. Jeez. You know, that's a good segue into Colby throwing up his water. Which is the shortest story ever, but was the funniest thing to win.
Okay, it was so funny.
This
all right,
me.
So... Saturday, yet again, after we almost died, which I'll explain next.
Yes.
I heard about
that home,
story.
We get home, and, Seth is just sitting there, and then I'm talking, we're working downstairs, and I'm talking, I was like, so, Seth, I take a drink, I'm like, Seth, you know,
and he spits it back up into his cup, and all the water just
because I choked on an ice cube.
Wow.
The ice cube was so small that it slurped up into my mouth.
It didn't do that.
And then I choked on it. I was like, I almost died.
Again.
Oh, my sweet Jesus. Oh, yeah, my God. Okay, so... Here's the story of how we almost died.
I like this story.
Oh, God.
So me and Colby,
is
we
this
drove.
The Pope music?
Yes. Me and Colby, we drove. Where were we going? We were going to Target to do shopping for Beautiful Monsters, the live set. This was last Saturday.
Yep. Okay.
It's a week before. So we
Matthew, do you know the story?
No, he doesn't know this. All we had to get it done. So we left to go to Target. And, you know, we're badass, so we're driving with the windows down, and Colby has these badass glasses on.
The ones I had on last week.
The aviator glasses.
Staring people down that we have deemed too much of a powerful weapon for Colby.
Yep.
And so there's this guy in a Jeep, and Colby just stares at him while we're stopped at the stoplight. Just stares at him, does nothing but stare, with his glasses on. You know, I'm just driving, doing nothing different, staring at him. With his glasses, just staring.
And so he gets like a little farther ahead of us, but he can still see us out of his rear view mirror.
And Colby leans out the window and goes, yeah, you're badass!
Oh, shit. Oh, shoot.
But I'm pretty sure that he didn't hear that because he was way too far away. He's in a Jeep. And my car's loud because there's no muffler anymore because it fell off in the war. And...
Your three tours through Iraq.
And so we're going past... We're in a shopping complex. It's a big main road. And, like, it's a Walmart and then a whole bunch of small stores. And then there's, like, a restaurant and then a road and a stoplight. And then there's Target. And so you stop at the stoplight to turn into Target. And we're driving down this road. And as soon as we're about to turn onto Target, Colby sticks his hand out the window and flips the guy off. Okay?
Oh.
Now, we're going probably...
This guy is past the stoplight.
Yeah,
he's like
already
right
past
under
the stoplight.
The one facing
so, it's like, you know, it's
way.
Like a funny see you later type of thing. Because he's already past the stoplight, and I'm going 30 up until the absolute second that I have to stop and turn, otherwise we'll flip or something.
Yeah.
Because this piece is getting really scary now.
All right.
And so, we turn in, and he slams on his brake, stops immediately, like stops at a second and does a full turn and cuts across traffic and drives into Target. Well, because he did such a turn, I swerved back into our lane and went around him and went down the road past Target. And this guy's turned into Target, and so I floor it because that was scary.
He didn't floor it. Going a little faster than the speed limit.
I was going probably 60 in a 50 mile an hour zone.
Ooh,
and
nice.
So I'm like, holy crap, we could have just died. And then he turns around. And comes back down the road, and he floors it. And so then
flooring it like...
He's probably going 90 to 100 miles an hour. I was scared out my butthole.
Yeah,
and
he
like,
was
kind
going
of
90 to 100 down the road.
And I was
going... Take this turn at about, 50 or something.
Because we turned onto a road to try to lose him.
Yeah.
And he chases us down, and he passes us and gets in front of us right in front of this housing
complex.
Yeah,
and then he starts to, brake.
And so he starts to slow down to the speed limit, and then I turn into this housing complex and go, 40 through all these twisted turning roads. And then we hide in a cul-de-sac, and he doesn't find us. And we probably sit in this cul-de-sac for probably 5 minutes, waiting
scared
for this,
out of
scared
our
out of our ass. And then we take another exit to another road in case he's waiting by the entrance.
Yeah.
And then we had to have Sarah drive us around the rest of the night in case he was waiting for us because we still had to go to Target. It was probably one of the scariest things in our entire life.
Bravo, bravo, John.
And now every time we see a Jeep, we freak out because we think it's the guy. And so Colby can't wear his glasses in public anymore in case because he'll recognize him. So,
bravo.
I don't care. I can take that guy.
That is so
funny. He probably
funny.
Had a knife.
Dude, that guy looked like a puss.
Yeah, but he chased us down in his Jeep.
Well, yeah, that's kind of scary. But if I see him like in public, I wouldn't be scared. Like without his car and me not in our car, I wouldn't be scared.
Unless he was carrying
like this was a punk guy with like this big ass like stupid goatee and stuff.
It's like the pencil line goatee thing.
It was gay.
See, I didn't see him because he was always on Colby's side of the car.
It was so gay. He was gay.
He had curly hair.
He looked like a prep guy.
I might go to school with that guy.
Does he drive a Jeep?
I don't know, because I only see him around campus, so I don't know what he drives.
No, wait. How many curly-haired guys with, like, pinstripe, whatever. That's what you said.
Pencil line.
Whatever.
Pinstripes are, like, what's on suits.
No.
Yeah.
That's what you do on cars. Stupid.
They're also on suits.
They're also on suits.
All right, whatever. I'm not that experienced yet.
Is it like dark brown hair?
Yeah.
I think I might go to school with that guy.
Yeah, he was about 20, 21, 22.
Yeah.
Find out if he drives a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Yep. A blue, like a really, really dark blue.
It's like
blue.
A darker blue to black, yeah.
Okay. I'll
find out because he
I'll
tried
let
to kill
you guys
us.
Know.
He wanted
if
to kill
If
us.
You do, then I want to apologize to him.
Yeah, get his phone number so we can call him on the air.
Okay. Okay.
And then we will say, we're sorry, but you're seriously a douchebag. Like, you need to go to the, like, punching bag place or something.
Seriously,
out.
I want
to
know who the heck decides that they're going to chase somebody for calling you a name or flipping you off. I wouldn't waste my time
or
my gas.
I think it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't understand what
if me and Colby were driving down the road and some guy wearing badass glasses just stared at us and then flipped us off, I would laugh to death. It would be hilarious.
I would think it'd be funny. But for me, just, you know, you get so mad that you're on the verge of chasing them down. I don't understand why people do that. Why are you going to waste your time on some stranger that's doing something to be funny?
Issues.
Yeah, it scared me.
Yep, so Manseth almost died.
Yeah, and that's that was...
Well, I'm glad you guys didn't die.
Yeah, me too. You know, you brought up suits.
Yes.
That means I can segue into Matthew's suit.
Matthew,
when are you going to get your suit for my wedding?
I don't know yet.
When am I going to get my suit?
Before your wedding? How
yeah, but see,
that?
The thing is that you can afford a suit. Because you can just tell your mom,
true.
Mom, I need a suit. And she can go get you one.
Yep.
Matthew has to, like, sell himself on the street.
Matthew, you...
How much money did you spend at Bamboo Sticks?
Bitch.
$15.
No, so you spent like a fourth of the money that you could have spent on a suit on a meal.
Way to go, retard.
Actually, I do have some money.
You do realize that Sarah told me that if you don't have a suit, you're not in the wedding, right?
Yeah.
And you do realize it's 3 weeks away, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure you know that.
That's so excited. It's only 3 weeks away.
So, Colby, you may be my best man yet.
Ooh, I get to walk down the aisle with Colby then.
Or Timory. Timory might be my best man. She asked if she could be, and I said, I don't know.
Really?
That might be unorthodox.
That's weird.
No,
that'd be kind of funny and hot at the same time,
because
you could make
Yeah, because
Timory
the best man and the groom
suit.
Always sleep together.
Wow.
Yeah, wait, Matthew, you have to do that, you know.
What? Say it again?
The best man and the groom always sleep together.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and the best man is always the catcher. It's just polite. So, Matthew, I would get a lot of KY and come over probably 3 or 4 hours before the wedding.
Oh my god!
You might walk funny when you're standing when you're going up the aisle with Whitney, bow-legged.
Oh my god!
I'll make Matthew walk by himself if that happens.
His legs will be spread.
I'll just be like, no, Matthew. Matthew, go ahead and before me. Just go ahead and walk before me.
So Matthew, seriously, how much money are you gonna have for a suit?
I have about $40 right now.
You need to go to Goodwill. You're going to have to shop.
Okay.
Shop your ass off.
Like a Mexican.
Until you find a suit.
Thrift. He's going to come in a full suit. Like, he's going to go buy one for $5,000.
No, I'm
going to
go buy a light blue suit.
Yes, like in Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, do it.
Wow.
No, actually, you can get a really cheap suit because it's actually not a suit. It's more of like a business suit.
Yeah, I was going to say,
well,
too bad. Just like
I'm still getting
it. Really, it's cool if you want.
Really, it's just like a jacket and some slacks, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm going to wear. Do that.
If you want to go all out, that would be hilarious. All
right, I'll do that.
I'm seriously not going to think that Sarah would be mad that you go too formal. So
it'd be really funny, though.
Let me actually. You don't have Sarah's phone number.
What about
on
a
here.
Pink suit?
That'd be kind of hot and funny.
Pink suit, then get like the little gangster hat.
Yes,
I'm doing that.
Do it.
That'd I need to go to the tux shop soon.
See, I'm going to call Sarah.
Okay.
Damn it, it's popping again.
God, stupid pop, is Ashley,
she,
bitch.
Is she working today?
No, she goes to work at 2, so she might be on her way.
Oh.
To work.
Oh.
She also might not answer because she's driving or she's dumb. One of the two. Sorry, it's a bread in my throat. Come on, Sarah. Answer your damn phone.
Pretty
sure. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I have a question about the wedding.
Kevin?
Actually, two questions about the wedding. Can Colby come super dressed up?
What?
Can Colby come super dressed up to the wedding?
Like, can I have a pink suit and a pink hat?
Probably not a pink suit.
What about a light blue suit?
What?
A light blue suit.
You like a blue suit?
Light blue, damn it.
Holy crap.
Light blue?
Yes. Light blue.
Sorry, I can't hear you because you're crackling because you're talking so loud.
Yeah.
Light blue. Is that better?
No, because then you wouldn't match everybody else.
Doesn't matter.
What if he came in like a $3,000 Armani?
Okay, if he comes in a $3,000 Armani suit, he can wear whatever he wants.
Even if everybody else is kind of dressed casual, he could come in like a black tie event type suit?
No, he should wear what everybody else is wearing, Philly.
Damn you, Sarah. Damn you.
You just, crushed his dreams.
I ruined all your fun.
Okay, now what about Matthew? You have anything you want to say to Matthew about his not having a suit yet?
He asked if that one, or he's not your best man anymore.
Did you hear that, Matthew?
Yeah, you... And that's new information.
Yeah, because you listened to her.
I listened to you, too, idiot.
So when should Matthew go get a suit? Can't say that word on the air.
I'm sorry.
God.
Smooth move, Sarah.
What's the time, Sarah?
I'll write it.
No, I'll write it. It's damn you.
36:40, if you want to write it, too, even though I do the editing.
Well, last time you didn't write it down at all, so I think I would take the responsibility, bitch!
Yeah, write it with your giant Crayola.
I will, you
okay.
ass.
Okay.
Wow.
You know that she's still on the phone.
No.
Nah!
So when should Matthew go get it?
I was going to say, before my vulgarity slipped in, he can wait till the night before, as long as he has one.
But what if the number... Okay. How much money do you think he's going to need?
He could probably find... Does he have black pants?
Do you have black pants, Matthew?
Yes.
He says yes.
Like, not your samurai pants, like real pants?
Yes.
Yes, I can't really hear him.
Yes, he said yes. He did.
Yes.
Okay. And all he needs is a black jacket and a white shirt. That's all he needs.
Then how much is that going to cost?
I could go find him one at the DAV for probably $10.
Okay. And then what about shoes?
He needs black shoes.
Do you have black shoes, Matthew?
I have two pairs of black shoes.
That's not good enough.
You need what? Four.
Duh.
Jeez.
Hello.
Have you ever been to a wedding?
Hello.
Yes, I have.
All right, well, thank you, sweetie.
Mark on your arm.
Colby.
Okay.
Yeah?
Have fun at work. I love you.
What?
I said have fun at work. I love
all
you.
Right.
Bye.
I will try.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's that. Matthew, you're
damn.
In trouble now.
Not really. But okay.
And my
you,
hopes are crushed.
Why are you doing that?
Because you probably can.
I just pointed at Whitney.
Point.
Because that's authoritative.
Alright,
well, we got the suits taken care of then, so Matthew has to go get a suit today, or he will get shot. I don't know where that's
what,
at on this list.
I'm really wondering what Matthew's college situation is.
Well, we need to take a break, because Matthew's going to get really fired up and then kill everybody once he starts talking about that.
Alright, we'll so, take a break. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. Changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. We'll be right back.
Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Oh, dude, you got a tattoo.
So do you, dude.
No.
Oh, dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet. What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet. What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet. What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet. What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet. What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet. What about mine?
Dude,
what does mine say?
Sweet.
You idiot! 내 only 급제 잘못 산승아. Your tattoo says dude. Your tattoo says sweet. Got it?
Sorry.
Don't look now, but they're outside your house. The Seth and Colby Show.
Should we just wait for Matthew to get back?
No.
No.
I mean, he went to get a pop at like 30 seconds into the break, and that break is 3 minutes long with the including clip. Oh. And he's just now coming back in.
There we go.
Did it take you 20 years to get that Mountain Dew?
Here's Pokey Oak.
I poked his nipple.
Oh, Josh, too. What did you talk to him about that was so important they had to miss the part of the show?
The show.
You missed the funny dude where's my car clip.
Yep.
It happened.
Cross. Loser.
Colby drew on him to teach him a lesson.
Drew him twice.
With his Crayola marker.
I like this song.
This is the Fox Lip one. They're one of my favorite bands right now.
It reminds me of the 80s song I know, and I cannot think of what the 80s song is.
I would listen to them a lot more if I wasn't obsessed with the Beatles right now. But, okay, so, do we want to talk about Matt, or do we want to leave him to, like, halfway through the show like we usually do? Because there's a lot of stuff me and you can talk about still. It is the Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah, let's leave him till...
Okay, then let's talk about Duo for a little bit.
Okay.
Because this is a short break, and I want to talk about Duo. So, we have a server out in Connecticut that hosts WeAreBrilliant.com. The way I have the infrastructure of Duo set up, is that we have Duo, which is the actual Duo.com website. All the pages, all the images, all that stuff are all hosted on Duo.com. That's one server. And then I have another server, which is WeAreBrilliant.com, that has a lot more bandwidth. Everybody knows what bandwidth is. If you don't, then you don't need to listen to this discussion. Skip to the third break. And,
wow.
And I put all of our content out there. Every single show is on that server. So if you click... like in the Flash Player on Duo.com, the Flash Player is on Duo, but the content that it's streaming is on We Are Brilliant. That's how that works. Well, the past week, WeAreBrilliant.com has probably been down for 20 hours. I would say roughly 20 hours.
Yeah.
Which means that Duo, the content, has been offline for almost 20 hours. And that includes like iTunes stuff. So obviously I freak out because that basically means my company is no longer working. And if we were making money, which we will be eventually, so we still are losing money, it's just now imaginary, we lose money every single minute that that's off the air. Especially since it went off Wednesday, which is the day that our most popular show, Beautiful Monsters, goes up. So, I was kind of freaking out, and it came back online, everything was good, and then it went back offline again at night. And so that kind of made me angry. But I lived with it, because I still got Beautiful Monsters up, and people still were able to download it for probably 4 or 5 hours. They downloaded like 300 of them in the last 4 or 5 hours.
He keeps texting on that phone, so just keep it over there for the show.
Actually, I don't keep texting. I only texted once. Thank you.
It doesn't matter, Matthew. You need to just leave your phone alone.
There you go. No phones on the show. No one else has them. Thank you. Where was I at before Matthew was
you
a bad boy?
You were downloading Beautiful... It went down again. Beautiful Monsters was able to download
okay,
for 4
right.
hours, 300
So it wasn't
episodes.
That big of a deal. The next day, everything was like normal. And then we hit Friday. TwilightPodcast.com. Okay, the way the internet works is you register a domain, and really a domain is kind of like a alias for an IP address. An IP address is just like ... And then that's your really exactly. the address of an internet site.
Oh,
and your .com...
Funny thing about IP addresses, go to moanmyip.com. It's funny as hell.
All right.
I've been there, and Matthew will enjoy that site.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
My.
He'll be scared of it.
Oh, you're
away.
Right, because he doesn't like women.
Yeah.
So anyway, and so Twilight Podcast is an alias for a IP address that's hosted on the WeAreBrilliant.com server.
Mm-hmm.
So if WeAreBrilliant.com goes down, so does TwilightPodcast.com. But even though TwilightPodcast.com just links to Duo.com. The reason I registered TwilightPodcast.com on We Are Brilliant server is because I had a free domain left over on We Are Brilliant, so I didn't have to pay for TwilightPodcast.com.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I was like, okay, that's neat. So I registered it, didn't have to worry about paying for it, until it went down Friday at like 4 o'clock. Now, everybody that listens to Beautiful Monsters knows that twilightpodcast.com is where everybody is supposed to go to view the live show of the Beautiful Monsters. And so if people went there, it would give you a page cannot be displayed page, which sucks.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
So even though the page is actually hosted on Duo, so the page still worked, but you would have to go to duo.com/live/beautifulmonsters, which is not the URL we told anybody, and it's not anywhere on duo.com.
Yeah.
So I went into panic mode and went to their MySpace and told everybody, and then I went to Twitter and made everybody. Well, turns out everything was okay because it worked in the evening, so everything went fine. The show went great. It just freaked me out there for a while that we were offline and that everything was sucking for a while.
Well, how come it keeps going offline?
I don't know.
That's gay.
When I called them the first time it went off, because I didn't know if I had went over bandwidth or they shut off because of something I did, so I called to make sure.
Yeah.
They go, our admins are looking on the problem, and we are looking into it. There's no estimated time for up, but we were looking into it, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, some Indian guy.
Yeah, that sucks.
What was his name? Oh, his name was Wilfredo, which I find hilarious. Wilfredo. But anyway, and so I called him, and they just said it's down. And then it was working, so I'm like, okay, good, they fixed the problem. And then it went down again, and then it came back up, and then it went down again. So I don't know what's going on, but it's apparently, is it working now, Colby? Are you checking?
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, so.
Sweet.
Hopefully everything's good, but if the show's ever late for some reason, that's why.
When did you change the homepage back to what it normally was?
Last night after the show.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of, I wouldn't keep that. I changed the homepage of Duo last night in a panic to come watch Beautiful Monsters live here, and it would link to the Duo page in case anyone just went to Duo.com to look for Beautiful Monsters, so. But I changed it back on the show because it's obviously not live anymore.
Yeah.
But hopefully that won't ever happen again, and that was crappy. Especially since it happened on the week where Duo is the busiest ever.
Yep.
Because of Beautiful
really?
Monsters. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, because of the show last night. So
that's
yeah.
right, because Monday, what do we do Monday? I'm trying to remember our thing.
Monday, you came over here to do Beautiful Monsters, but you didn't.
That's right. Monday, we recorded Beautiful Monsters.
Here.
Ran out of time because we did some shopping beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we did What to Read, which mm-hmm. lasted till 9, like it usually does.
Yep.
Which was a great episode. Whitney flipped me off. I don't have to blur that today. And then we did Beautiful Monsters afterwards, which didn't get done till 10:30.
All right, here. Yep. I got the schedule up right now. If
okay.
You want me to read that?
If only if I miss something.
Okay.
So at 10:30 at night when we finished Beautiful Monsters, I was going to upload it because I always upload it probably about 11:45 at night on a Tuesday, so it's there all day Wednesday because people wake up super early on Wednesday to get the podcast because they're freaks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I uploaded it, and that's when I noticed We Were Brilliant was down because I couldn't log in to upload files. And so I was like, great, maybe it'll be done in the morning, and then it wasn't, and that really made me angry. So I had to load it on my lunch break.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Seth was a little upset. That
yeah, so I didn't get to eat lunch. I didn't eat lunch on Wednesday or Thursday because I had to do Duo stuff on my lunch break.
That sucks.
Yeah, but it happens. And then on Wednesday, what did we do Wednesday? Wednesday was more BM stuff, right?
Wednesday was, well... We didn't do this either. Wednesday,
oh, What to Read at.
What to Read commercial.
We didn't do the commercial for What to Read.
Beautiful Monsters live show practice.
Yeah, so Wednesday.
Told you it was on there.
I know.
You
so what did we
bitch.
Do Wednesday instead?
I forget.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I think we were relaxed a lot of the time.
Yep.
That's right. Just
that's
me. That's
right.
When we went to the park
yep.
was Wednesday. We'll talk about that in a little bit, too.
Okay.
And then Thursday, we did a full live show kind yep. of off the air so we could get everything set up because we had to figure out a lot of stuff. But, man, that was a good production. And then Friday, we actually did the live show. So we were super busy all week long. And then throw that on top of my job that I have to do every week. And then on top of, you know, Duo being offline, it was a pretty stressful week for me. But I survived. So last night's podcast, I'm going to give it an A-. I would give it an A+, but I totally effed up the beginning. And it makes me so very sad.
That's you see, what you were going to talk about.
Did you see the beginning of the show, Matthew?
Yes.
It was so cool, Winnie.
What yeah. happened?
Okay. You know their theme music, right? You've heard the beginning of their show. Have you ever heard the beginning of their show?
I don't think so.
Well, the beginning of their show, it starts off... Well, I'll just play the beginning of it, okay?
Okay.
Just so you Anyways, guys can see right. what it's like.
I'll let them talk about it.
Okay, it just starts like... Just like this. It plays their theme music. No, hold on. This is the one I'm supposed to do. Okay, this is how the show starts. It plays their theme music, which is actually music from The Ring. So it's very
nice.
Fitting for their show. Okay, and this will play for, I think it plays for like 25 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And then they start talking, which is how it goes. And the thing that I did is I lined up 30 minutes of songs and burned them into a CD. Instrumental songs that kind of fit the mood, it fit their soundtrack that they talked about on their live show. And see, here's where it starts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another beautiful monster.
That's how it starts, okay? Mm-hmm. And so it was going to be really badass. I was going to play all of them, and then it was going to go into this song, and Colby was going to fade in the video as soon as they were supposed to talk. Because I had it set up that this song would play, so everybody who's live in the chat room would be, because they were all asking what songs they were. And we didn't say anything about the last song, because this is actually like a minute into that song, the beginning where I started it. And so no one recognized it until it got to, you know, the very beginning part where it goes... Because that's actually part of, like, the middle of the song.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, isn't this their music? And so it would play, and it was really cool because they'd be like, it started! And then they faded in, and I forgot to turn on their microphones. And so I'm like, F me! And so I run over there, and I turn them on, run out, kick the coffee table on the way back, knock over their apples. And then I totally ruined the beginning of the show, and it would have been so badass! Oh my god!
And then Colby's computer froze.
It lasted for 4 hours. Okay, that's the.
But the beginning was gonna be the coolest part.
So you got next month.
I effed it over. But it's the first episode. It will always be. I effed up the first episode. Forever.
But you know,
it's like when Matthew coughed on Get Advice, it's effed up forever.
Exactly.
No. That'll be the most memorable episode because it was messed up. There was a flaw in it, so people will remember it more than any other episode.
All right, glass half full. You're full of S. That's not anywhere true at all. They're all going to remember how much I suck.
No, for me, whenever somebody messes up something, that's the episode I remember and how great the episode is.
Yeah, but this wasn't like a funny mess up. This was like I ruined the opening mess up.
Oh.
Whitney, I ruined it. My fat ass had to run up there and switch on their mics.
It was a
When you ran across the screen, I faded the picture back in.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. I'm going to come make out with you. All right. I had no idea you did that. That makes me feel a lot better.
When I saw you jump in front of the camera, I was like, oh,
oh, thank you so much. Okay, that makes me feel better. See, I just thought everybody saw it.
No.
Oh, that's why. See, that's why Colby's my number two.
Yep, I'm smart. I feel happy.
And then his computer decided to mess up.
Yeah. I had no idea. Well, that's actually the chat room's problem. Mm-hmm. Because Colby's job was to moderate the chat room and get questions from the chat room and also power the live stream with his computer. And then I was sitting on another computer monitoring the phone system, which turned out to be really hard. Because, the phone system, I was thinking this will be an easy job because I just click answer, hold, answer, hold. But I didn't think about this. As soon as someone called and they realized they were on the air, we get about 5 calls at the same time. Now, the way Skype works is that the call you answer, the call that you're currently on goes on hold immediately. Mm-hmm. And when you're on hold, you can't hear the people talking.
Yeah.
So I would have to time this. They would take a call. They'd be talking to the people. The people would ask a question. They would answer the question. That's how it works, okay? I would have to perfectly time answering someone else's call while he went on the air. Because I would have to take their call and click the other person that was on the air, turn them off hold immediately during a silence between when they asked their question and when they started to give the answer, so it sounded like they weren't off the air.
Yeah.
And it was the most difficult thing, because at one time I had 3 calls and I would have to go boom, boom.
Yeah.
Because
I saw that.
Holy crap.
Because one of them was on, and then I saw one of them pop up on the screen to answer it. I was like, why isn't he answering that? I was like, oh, yeah, because it would completely script a phone call.
That's right. And I didn't think about that until I was on the air doing it, because I thought, well, I'll just answer it, and then it'll go on hold. And that's not how Skype works. It puts the call that you're talking to on hold instead of keeping the one on hold that called in. And I wish you could change that, because it would make it so much easier.
Yep.
But it was a lot harder than I anticipated just because of that. And then their chat room, because they were chatting so much, it slowed down Colby's computer and slowed down the video.
Yeah,
because
it had to update every time.
Yeah, and
you know?
So literally his browser crashed, and it went off air for a while. And I'm just like, stop. We're off the air right now. And so we had to boot everything back up. And that was really the only technical faux pas. Did we go off the air twice, though?
No. Just once.
That's right, just once. We went off just once. And so it wasn't bad. And everybody was back, and we were talking in the chat room with them, and it was a really good time. And everything worked out really well, except for those 2 glitches. So it was actually pretty good for a 4-hour broadcast.
I was gonna say, it's kind of exciting, the fact that your computers could not handle how much popularity is on that show.
Yeah, well, Macs don't handle Flash very well. Safari doesn't handle Flash very well. Firefox does a little better, but not much. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on, because Colby was running live polls on the Flash thing,
really?
And we were doing chats and everything. I woke up this morning and had 10 emails from Ustream, because apparently they email you the final results of the poll.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so every single time that you would stop in poll, they would email me the final results.
That's
for
gay.
Records. Yeah, so I had 10 emails.
Anyways, and then this guy, right in the middle of it, this stupid
Yeah, this is a good story.
Kept talking, like...
He private messaged.
Like, co-host thing. It was weird. Anyways, he private messaged me saying, the one on the left...
Which was Kathleen.
Yeah, the one on the left, you can see your vag. You couldn't see her vag. All it was her little leg, and then she had a little skirt underneath it, and then just like a little overskirt. And he's like, dude, you can see her vag, man!
He's retarded.
Yes.
He was a douche.
Yeah, so, but other than the douches that called. But we had a whole solid hour of phone calls, which was cool. We had phone calls from Mexico City, phone calls from London, phone calls from all across the U.S. It was pretty cool.
Connecticut,
especially
Long
since,
Island,
yeah, especially
Minnesota.
Since the ones in London. It was 2 a.m. when it started, and it was 6 a.m. when it ended. So people in London were literally up overnight watching the show.
Wow.
It's pretty crud.
It's pretty cool. And then, Kendall, who is Matthew's friend who I called last week, is the funniest MF-er I have ever met in my life. The thing he did in the chat room is he would type in all caps, and he would say, breaking news, colon, funny saying. And like some of his phrases were like, breaking news, Godzilla and Scooby-Doo have gotten together, now attacking Los Angeles. Like, it was just random things that had nothing to do with what we were talking about. And he's like, breaking news, White Horse is on now on sale for the 4th of July. And I was just sitting here reading, and then all of a sudden I'm like, this is hilarious. And there's some douchebag
That's Kendall.
On the chat room who kept thinking that Colby was talking. I was like, Colby, you have a girly voice. And I'm like, Colby didn't even say anything. And then he's like, Colby is a manly man for reading Twilight. Colby doesn't even read Twilight. And we're trying to figure out what the heck is even going on. And so,
yeah, that person was weird. And also the person who kept copying and pasting that stupid question every 5 minutes.
Which question? There was about 4 people that did that.
It was like something about Bella's special powers.
Oh, yeah. I see, eventually we took all a whole bunch of chat questions. And like the last hour was really loose. It was mainly me and Colby got, well, not Colby so much. He was like on the couch listening to his iPod. But I got kind of involved and I was yelling out questions. And Kathleen sang Evanescence live on the show. And it was a pretty
loose song?
Last hour. My Immortal, I believe.
Ah.
But it was a pretty loose last hour, but it was lots of fun and people didn't actually want us to get off the air, which is always good, but we had to get off the air because we had done 4 hours and we're out of DV.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah,
and now me and Colby have to spend 4 hours of our life watching that show again to load it on a Final Cut
Pro.
Well,
I've never watched it, so I can watch it with you.
Oh my God, I don't think we're going to do it today. I got to have a lot to read today, so sorry. Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, we need another computer so we can do that in the background.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you, Matthew.
Brought down the show.
Yes, that totally ruined our...
See, I think what we'll do today is we'll upload it on mine, and then I'll just mess around on the Mac Mini while you're editing what to read today.
Well, I think what we could do is we could just upload it on the Mac Mini and then just drag the video. Because it actually saves the video to a folder. And then we could just take that and put it on like your 8-gig drive and then put it on each one of our computers. So we could actually do it on the Mini while we're working.
Mini doesn't have a... Final Cut Pro.
Yeah, but we can install Final Cut Pro on it easy. We have a copy of it that we bought legitimately. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
All right.
Of course.
There we go.
So we'll just...
Well, I mean, I think I'd rather use the Mac Mini anyways to mess around besides this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever. I mean, it's up to you. I mean, it's your computer.
Plus, it would save us time.
Yeah, it would. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
So we'll do that.
Okay. Alrighty, so that's more Duo stuff. Oh, I have one more thing from Duo on here. We're going to keep doing the show from this place, but I'm moving next Thursday to a two-bedroom in preparation for me and Sarah's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We need a bigger house because Sarah has a crap ton of crap that she's bringing to our house. And so we're going to have a spare bedroom, and I'm going to turn that into the office.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't have that much furniture. It's just too much furniture for what we have right now. So I'm going to move all my computer crap, which now dominates my bedroom, and we're going to move it into my second bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to do is I'm going to make that Duo Studio A, and we are going to put... all the computer stuff in there. And hopefully we're going to move a lot of our post-production crap that we do here over to that room too. Because Colton and Nick and Dylan and them, they're all kind of... they're cool, but they kind of get on your nerves when you're trying to work
sometimes.
I was going
to say they're a little bit reckless.
Yeah, and it gets on Colby's nerves sometimes too, but mine more than Colby's just because I'm older and I care a lot more about Duo just because... you know, I have a lot more stuff to do.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to move studio to my room where I can do a lot of the work. Because the thing is that I have an actual I have enough stuff to do everything for Dude, because I was running Dude without Colby before I met Colby.
Right. Yeah.
And I have enough stuff to do it. The problem is that there's not enough room for two to work in my bedroom.
Yeah.
So that's why we moved over here, because there was more room. But now that I'm going to have an actual room dedicated to an office, I'm going to move mainly this dude over there. We're still going to do What to Read at my house, but we're going to have a lot more of the post-production stuff gone over there. And we're just mainly going to use the downstairs for a video room.
Mm-hmm.
Problems with this are Colby's mom, mainly, because Colby would have to be away from his house a lot.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to work through that. Work out some details. But this will be Duo Studio C. The one downstairs will be Duo Studio B. And the one at my house will be Duo Studio A. And I already have a webpage created talking about our cool studios. We have to take pictures of them, though.
Sweet.
Kay. So I thought that'd be a cool page to get people involved so they can see our three studios.
Is it a page or is it something on the blog?
It'll be duo.com/studios, probably.
That's cool.
I'll announce it on the blog, too. But it'll be cool. And basically, the way that it's going to be laid out is that that one's going to be mainly our post-production place, where we do all of our editing, website design, graphic design, all that stuff. One downstairs is going to be mainly all video.
Yep.
And the one up here is going to be mainly all audio, because this is a broadcast studio up here.
Yeah.
I mean, this sounds good. So, but I'm happy. Duo's doing great. We're right at this point right now, though, where we're getting popular enough that we're going to hit a ceiling pretty soon without money.
That's...
And we're going to get stuck.
Well, this is what we need to do really soon. We need to get Timory over here, and we need to finish that damn business plan.
Yeah, we're going to do it. And Timory's going to come over probably Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. And we're going to talk, because she wants me to make her a fake ID. Cough. And and so we're going to do...
She's not 21 yet?
No, she's only 19, dude.
Oh.
Isn't she only 19?
No, she's 20. She's got...
You sure she's not a year younger than me? No, that's right. You're right. I'm 3 days older than her.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I was going to say
her birthday's on the 29th of June, and I always mock her because I'm 3 days older. Because she's like the only friend that I have besides Colby that's like old, younger than me. Because like all of my high school friends, every single one of them are older. Well, I guess Whitney's not anymore.
I was going to say, I'm younger by
but like Matthew.
Kathleen.
Okay. I guess that's not true anymore. Almost everybody's younger than me. Well, that was a bad analogy. All right, Colby, do you want to talk about Blank Studios?
Fine.
I mean, not Blank Studios, like the thing, but do you want to talk about the podcast that you guys did whenever it was?
Well,
while we're talking about all this...
It's not that much crap.
Yeah.
Seriously. The only reason why we even went there was just because we had everyone there.
What did you guys do on the show?
Nothing.
And who...
It was so boring, man.
Wow.
It was mainly me and Colton. Nick was on my bed listening to my iPod.
Wow.
Paul was sitting here like this, like, oh. Barely talking to his mic. And then Ryan's like, can't we just quit this? It's so boring.
So are those
like the fat ass he is.
So are any of the people actually, are those people actually on Blank?
Because
isn't Colton like the only one that actually does any shows on Blank?
See, what Colton said was that since Dylan was there in the beginning and he was like one of the main founders, he wants Dylan to be a founder too with me and Colton.
Why are you a founder?
Because
you should not be a founder.
I'm a founder.
You want your name on that piece of S?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I designed the site, which looks cool at least.
Yeah. Wow.
With your two episodes.
Yeah.
His website is just the logo, and then it's the cover art of the two shows.
Wow.
It links directly to the MP3.
Yeah, I still need to make pages, but Seth the fat ass hadn't taught me yet.
You know how.
I do not.
You just have to design it.
I keep forgetting.
Sorry.
Yeah, but Blank Studios was born out of it because we canceled Colby and Colton, and now Colton has nothing to do on Duo. And so he's like, I want to do something, but like Duo is a business, and Colton isn't too good at making us money because he's not too good at doing shows. So Colby, the good friend he is, gave him his own network where he could just mess around and be a dumbass.
Because Colby's sweet, and I feel sorry for Colton.
Yeah,
it's because I love Colton.
Yeah.
He's like my brother.
That's right. And so that's what Blank Studios is.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny because our shows really do suck a lot.
Well, the last one wasn't that bad because Anthony made it better because he was like...
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's this stupid Asian who smokes.
He's like 14.
Yeah. Seriously. But it was funny because, like, once he started talking, I brought up Jazzler and played the Japanese music.
Nice.
Amazing.
He's like, hello, I'm Anthony.
Incredible.
It was pretty funny.
All right, well, that's Blank Studios. So I think that's everything that's behind the scenes that I wanted to get out of the way.
Yep.
Because pretty much next week I'm going to be in a different house, and we will do this show in different at that studio every once in a while when we have a more racy things to do that aren't in Colby's house.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So
strip trivia.
Stuff like that.
That's you're exciting.
Not that. Yeah. So things like that, we will do them there, but you won't even notice a difference.
Nope.
So but this is still the Seth and Colby studio. This is the hub of Seth and Colby.
Hub.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody has to use our studio and it's beautiful.
So, all right, since we're moving the work studio from downstairs to your house,
yeah,
will we do Beautiful Monsters up here?
I don't know. It depends on really what
or
we're
over
doing.
At your house.
We can do it either place because I'm fully equipped for audio shows in my house.
Yep.
And we're fully equipped here, so I guess it's really just location, location, location.
Okay.
Like, we might do Beautiful Monsters over here just so you can be over here, so we don't have to, because if we keep you over here, the more you come over on Saturdays when we do most of our work. Because we keep you over here, then your mom won't be as crazy.
Well, I'm pretty sure if I just hang out with her on Sunday, she wouldn't care at all.
Yeah.
So is your mom just kind of, she wants you and Colby time?
Yeah.
Well, see, this is something I'm absolutely 100% used to now, because like 2 years ago, I was going through this whole thing where Sarah had to be at her house like every effing day, and it drove me insane.
That's an understatement.
And like the tail end of that was on Seth and Brian, and I was pissed about it.
Oh gosh,
I remember
that.
And so now I'm kind of used to parents being like, "You have to stay home," even though it's retarded. Retarded.
See, my parents tried to do that with me whenever I was a senior. I could go out one weekend, but I had to stay home the next weekend. And now they just don't care.
Yeah. See, I was just like, "F you."
Yeah. Like tomorrow, me and my mom are hanging out.
Yeah.
Aww.
So. Yeah, and see, that's fine.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you can suck it up, because plus, sadly, like, you'll like your parents when you're older. They just suck ass now.
Plus, like, we like hardly ever do anything on Wednesdays and Thursdays, so I can do stuff then.
Yeah, we usually do. Usually, Duo only does things Mondays, Tuesdays,
Fridays,
Saturdays,
and Saturdays.
Some days Fridays. Some days. Because usually now we're going to my parents on Fridays, because Sarah has to work Sundays.
Yeah.
So usually we're only doing stuff, but Saturday's the big day, and Saturday is like the day when I have to get everything done.
Yeah.
And Saturday is the day when all of Colby's friends come over and distract me, and so I need a place to go where I can work hard, because like we're going to hit a ceiling, and the better I make it, the faster it's going to be we're going to be able to get out of that ceilinged area.
Yeah.
And so I've got to actually buckle down and get really serious, and it's hard to do that when, you know, people are doing chicken dances.
Chitlins
around.
Dude,
Colton, I love Colton with my whole heart and soul, but I mean, he can, right there, his little bird stances.
And then his guitar playing downstairs. Yep. I just want to yell and be like, "Can you just go play guitar somewhere else?"
Why don't you?
Well, because, you know, then I feel like a Hitler, because I feel like I'm all about work when I'm not. I mean, me and Colby have lots of fun when we do duo stuff.
Yeah.
But Colton doesn't understand it because he doesn't enjoy the same types of things that me and Colby do. So if I tell him to get the hell out, he's just going to think that I'm a douchebag.
Yeah.
And even though I don't mind being like a douchebag, I don't want him to be like, "Colby says a douchebag." And then Colby be like, "You know, you're right. He is a douchebag." And then be like, "If you am not doing a show anymore, then I'm stuck doing a show with Matt."
Yeah, that's depressing.
It's kind of depressing, actually.
Well, even Matthew admitted it's depressing. All right, so anyway, yeah, Colby just gave Matthew a hug. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more awesome crap for you. You're listening to the Seth and Colby Show. We'll
K-Tard.
This is the Seth and Colby
Hero
Show.
Hero Heroine.
This is Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again. Duo.com. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Hey, are you guys going to Davenport? My car died and I'm late for a luncheon.
We usually don't pick up hitchhikers. But I'm gonna go with my instinct on this one. Saddle up, partner. You're it. Quincy's.
Any Quincy's.
You're it, Quincy's. No, any Quincy's, no Starcy's.
You can't do that.
Can't do.
Cannot.
Stamped it.
Can't do. Double stamped it. No erases.
Cannot.
Triple stamped it. No erases. Touch blue, make it through.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp. You can't triple stamp a double stamp, Lloyd. You can't triple stamp a double stamp. Lloyd. You
guys. Enough.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio? Who needs a radio? Ready, Harry? Mock!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Hey, Lloyd, look, there's some people want to ride too.
Pick them up!
Call Seth and Colby every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email Seth and Colby anytime from anywhere in the world. SethandColby@duo.com.
That is the best movie ever made.
Yeah! Wow.
The strongest sound in the world.
That was not nearly as funny when I heard it this morning. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Woo.
Okay, I need to go down this list and cross crap off.
I already did in here. This is all the stuff we covered.
Okay.
Oh man.
Pick them up!
We usually don't pick up hitchhikers.
But I'm going to go with my instincts on this one. There's a bunch of Mexican immigrants with a pick up in the.
And then it's a mock singing.
They're all playing guitar.
Wow.
That,
oh my god.
Remember they eat those hot bell peppers or whatever, and they,
and they put a whole bunch on the guy's sandwich and kill him.
All right. So,
beautiful.
Seth, should we devote this break to Matthew so we can discuss all
his. Does he deserve his own break?
And abilities.
Does he?
All right, Matthew.
What is up with this piece?
All right. I really want to know what the hell your college situation is.
Oh, that.
All right, go ahead and tell us about it, man.
I'm out of money. I owe $8,000 to Tabor.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That's just a little bit of money. Anyway, my parents gave me an ultimatum. Either if I accept their help, I would have to leave Tabor for like 2 years.
And where would you go, though?
That's a good question. They want me to come down and live with them so I can work full-time for $10 an hour at my dad's business and pay off the loans before I go back to Tabor.
First of all, that's crappy pay. Second of all, it's going to take you longer than 2 years to pay off $8,000 on that pay.
Yeah, and third of all, I would shoot myself living with my parents that long before I even got close to paying it off. So.
And on top of that, that'll be a lot.
I'm close to playing this music.
It'll be a lot harder for you to go back to college whenever you've already gotten used to a work week and doing crap. You've got other crap going on.
Especially since I'm getting deployed to Iraq probably in like 2010.
For
a year and a half. So that puts a hole in my plan as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole.
So I don't understand why your parents would give you that whenever you know that it wouldn't work out. It's kind of retarded.
Wait.
So is that the
I'm confused. They're going to help you by taking you out of college and paying you $10 an hour.
They're going to co-sign a loan to pay off the semester that I owe $8,000.
Ah, gotcha. Dude.
I was waiting for it.
I was waiting for it.
It took me a while to find because I actually need to go back in my history from last Saturday.
You know what's sad? This reminds me of pudding.
Yes. Matthew and his dirty
filthy hands. You know, I really want to do a bit every week where we make Matthew eat something with his hand, like peanut butter and jelly, macaroni and cheese.
It'd be so fun.
Macaroni and cheese would be badass. Scoop all the noodles.
I can make it really cheesy.
Oh god.
Wow. Sorry, just too far with the money.
All right, we're done.
Oh lord, it looks so
dude, there's a bit about that. It's so funny.
I don't know why I played that.
Search like Steve Burns on like YouTube or MySpace TV.
Steve Burns.
It's so funny. It's B-Y-R-E. Steve Burns. It's so funny because he does a bit about stirring macaroni and stuff.
Am I going to have to dumb anything? Is it like dirty?
No, it's not dirty. Well, kind of.
No, it's not dirty.
What do you mean, well, kind of?
Well, he does this bit about his neighbor.
Does he say
eating too much?
I'm going to have to dump.
No,
oh, okay.
No. Right. Why? Are we going to watch it?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know what you meant.
I'll show it to you after the show. Anyways, yeah, he's like...
Sorry.
Just sit there and listen to your macaroni, and then he's like,
dude, macaroni. Seriously, macaroni does sound pretty cool, though.
It does.
Dude, I thought I saw a ghost over there, and it was just your thing, and I was like, oh!
Dude, how badass would that be? Get raped by a ghost on the air.
Yes. That would be badass, right?
But it would suck.
Okay, Matthew, anyway.
Pull it in.
Where are we talking about with Matthew?
Okay.
All right,
my other option is forget college and move to Wichita and get a full-time job here and work with Duo.
Okay, which I agree with.
Yeah, I do too.
Seth fully agrees with that one.
Even if he didn't work for Duo, I fully agree with it.
Okay. Or... I could just say F my parents and try to find a way to pay off the $8,000.
Let's be realistic now.
That ain't going to happen either.
Exactly.
So I'm now negotiating with my parents, figuring out a way of...
Okay, if you could do anything you wanted, what would you do? Like, really, I mean, that doesn't mean that you can get rid of your debt. I mean, if you could do anything you wanted, what would you do?
I mean, like, concerning the college situation?
Yeah. I mean, how would you handle this?
I would like to get a $20,000 loan, and that'll cover me for the rest of the 2.5 years.
And the only problem with that is that your parents won't co-sign it.
Correct.
And the reason that the only way they'll co-sign it is if you do the ultimatum that you just talked about, right?
Yes.
So, in other words, your parents are basically a-holes right now.
Yeah.
That's gay.
That's terrible on your parents.
I would try to forge their signature.
that would be really nice, but no.
Well, they would only notice if you didn't actually pay.
But seriously,
my parents are like, we don't want you to get in that far... amount of debt, and then
everybody who's in college gets in that amount of debt, and yeah. That's the point, is that you go to college, you get in a lot of debt, and you get a degree, and then you get a good job, and you pay off your debt.
Except yeah. For me.
Yeah, but you know, your dad had to toil for years.
But
yeah, that's true.
And my parents are just rich, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, unless you're rich like that. But I mean, most normal people, middle class America, they have
seriously.
To go and
all,
get loans.
All of my friends that I know at college, they all... or you know, gotten so many loans for
If I would have went to college, I would have had to get loans.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have walked out of college with $40,000.
Oh, yeah.
That's
easy.
Another
yeah.
idea my parents says is that I could go part-time at college, work full-time in Hillsboro, and I would be spending less money and be able to save money. I did the math on an apartment up in Hillsboro, food, cost of gas coming down here every
yeah.
weekend, and for drill weekend and all that, on Army Reserve pay. Yeah. I'll be actually spending more money doing it that, and I keep
what
asking
I think
them,
you should
show
do.
Me the math, show me the numbers, and they're like, it'll just work out. And when I show them the math, they're like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
They also think that my idea was that they pay for this semester, which is $8,000, and the next semester, which will be $8,000 after all my grants.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, well, if we co-sign for $16,000 and plus the loan that you have now already, which is another $8,000.
Yeah.
That'll put you $30,000 in debt. Last time I checked, 8 times 3 is not 30.
It's only 6 away. You're okay.
Yeah, it's like 24. So
yeah.
It's,
you know what I think you should do? Here's what I think you should do. Okay? Listen from the mind of Seth. This is how I would handle the situation. I would. But remember, I'm all grassroots. I'm like, I'm going to build my empire by myself from the ground up, do whatever. I mean, obviously, look at Duo. That's
yeah.
how I do
yeah.
things. So this is what I would do. I would stop going to Tabor. Just right now, I would stop. I would take your credits and stop going at the end of the semester, okay? I know your loans will kick in then. So this is what you do. Cessna, okay? I'm not promoting Cessna because I work there, okay? Cessna just got approved to build a gigantic ass plant in Wichita because they're building their new
jet.
They're building their new jet, the Columbus, which is the Gulfstream competitor.
Nice.
Okay, the Gulfstream competitor. This is a big ass plane. It's $27 million a plane. This is a big ass plane.
Oh my gosh.
They're building it here in Wichita, and it's going to give over 1,000 new jobs. Most of those are going to be machining jobs, which you can get because that's where you have experience. They're not engineering jobs. They're going to be there too. These are mainly going to be shop floor guys. Median salary, $75,000 a year. Okay?
Nice.
That's almost two times what I'm making a year. Okay? And that's machining. That's not engineering. That's median salary. Most people are going to start about $70,000 a year.
Nice.
You moved here and you got an apartment like mine, okay, which is not bad. And it's not, but it's not cheap. But on $70,000 a year, it's pretty dang cheap.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
You could save up a crap ton of money.
Yeah, you could.
And you could pay off your loans in a couple years, and then you could stay. You could go to college online because Cessna will pay for your college.
I was gonna say.
So if you take online classes while you're paying off your Tabor loans, you'll already have done a year during the time that you're off Tabor.
Mm.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you can go back and start college again when you have money saved up. And during the meantime, because you're going to college to be a youth minister, you could volunteer at the church that you go to every Sunday and get experience there, and then go back to college even more prepared than you are right now.
But when is this plant going to be built?
It's going to be built. They're going to break ground this year. But they're hiring people now because they still got to build the plane.
That's Matthew, you need to go apply.
Yep.
You
that's
found
actually
your
really
answer.
Smart.
Because that's what I would do. Because I can't build things because I don't like the outdoors. But you don't have a problem with it. And I just said
and
outdoors really weird. The outdoors.
The outdoors.
Matthew, you would be paid.
Yes.
You're being
and
paid to
even
go to school.
You could go to the satellite of Tabor here. Because they have a satellite in Wichita.
Yeah, it's Vance's
and
program.
It's paid for.
Well, check this out. Because you were talking about volunteering at church.
Yes.
A part of my credits is youth practicum. Which is...
Don't say practicum.
Okay. I have to volunteer
practice
at a church
even.
And intern at a church.
Yes.
That would put me at part-time.
Yeah.
So I could just do... I could come here, live in Wichita, and do part-time
because
and get that credit hour.
God knows, if I can do duo and a full-time job, you can volunteer at a church and do your full-time job.
Exactly. As
because
as
this
not,
is like four full-time jobs.
As long as it's not the Church of Satan that Lucas goes to.
Yes, that's right. I mean, but there's plenty of churches and you'll find a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of churches.
Oh, I could just take over Pastor Chauncey's job and actually do something good with Ground
Zero. If you want to work... Oh, okay. You might not want to admit that on there. That's slander. Let me dump that for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Okay, anyway, so that's going to be completely dumped out of the show, and let's move on. We didn't say anything disparaging about anybody.
But
exactly.
Matthew, seriously, that's a great plan. You need to do this.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I mean, that's just what I would do, because then you could say F you to your parents, because then you're self-sustaining.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I think I came very close to giving my parents a heart attack when I said you actually agreed with them.
I know. It's so funny. I was telling Matthew.
My parents do not like Seth.
They
for
all
some
they
odd
all think
reason.
I'm an idiot. Okay, because I'm grassroots, and they obviously disagree with pretty much all of
those.
He's
not
standards.
Going to college. He's not doing anything with his life. He's not paying me for duo.
Yeah.
He's using me. He's a bad friend.
Which, of course, I find hilarious because I love it when people hate me. It's just like the it's
and he
just
was
like
the only
of
person
life.
Who would take me in past. You know, when he was supposed to at his apartment, let me live in.
Yeah.
When I had to be back for drill and school didn't start.
Yeah.
So.
They all hate me, and I said, I kind of agree with your parents. I think you should stop going. And I'm like, you should tell them that. And then Matthew was like, what did you say? You said, then they would be like, yeah, or something. What did you say they would say if you told them I agree with them?
I said they would probably die.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, then they'd be screwed because either A, they would have to admit I'm not an idiot.
Yeah,
or
I'm
B,
right.
Or B, they would have to change their opinion to disagree with me to say I'm an
That's
idiot.
Right. So they would either have to agree that I'm good or agree that he's good, and either way they lose, which I thought would be hilarious.
That is
so apparently he told
them. So
totally
I told
out.
Him, and the phone just got really silent all of a sudden. I was like, hello?
You should have been like, Seth told me to join a circus, Bob. He wants me to be a giraffe tamer. He wants me to go on the trapeze and fly all over Russia. That's what he wants me to do, Bob. Because he doesn't take anything serious. He's a douche.
Exactly.
That's what it should have been.
That's my college situation right now.
Yeah, so that's what Matthew's sitting there. And you know, college is tough. That's why I didn't go.
All right, so moving on to a less serious note. How about Matt at the Renaissance Fair?
Okay.
That was fun.
I just really have one joke for this. and I sent it to Matthew in a message. On Matthew's Facebook, which if we had a website, I'd put these pictures up. Matthew's there with three ladies, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. One that he likes, one that he used to like, and then some girl I've never met or something.
And his ninja outfit with the combat boots.
I think her name is like Cunis or something.
Curry.
Yeah, that's it. Cunis, Curry, same thing. So
she's going to kill you one of these days.
Super spicy curry.
Wait. Who's Curry? Is that the one that shares the room with the one that you like?
Yes.
All right.
That's
she
the
is
one
the
who
one
wants
that
to
I said... Matt wants your penis.
That's right.
And she wants to kill you. If she sees you, she will kill you.
Let's just call her.
All right.
No, I'm not going to call her. That takes too much time. Their phone system is too damn long.
Yeah,
you have to wait
true.
There for 25 years for the day.
Please hold.
Thank you for calling Tabor College. If you know your party's extension,
no, you
can
start
dial
now. Once
whatever.
You start hearing them talk, you start dialing in the number. Moron.
That's a, that you kind of hurt my ear.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Does shrapnel fly off or something?
Holy crap.
What? Like a pin in the fan.
What did you just call it?
Shrapnel.
What is that?
That's like stuff that flies off at high velocity. Chunks
yeah.
of metal. Like
I
a
know
grenade
that,
when it
I know
blows
that.
Up, it throws shrapnel.
Okay, I've heard debris, but I've never heard of shrapnel.
That's because you've never served in NAM.
No, I have not.
Wow.
I have served in Korea.
But you were a Korean. You couldn't afford grenades.
Oh, my God.
As you can all see, I'm Korean.
Yes, that's right.
Stop it!
I'm going to laugh if that thing just blew up. It actually sounds like a badass phone. Like, I'm going to call you right now. Okay, here we go.
I don't like that.
Wait. Colby, your phone's ringing. Colby, pick up the damn phone! God damn it, phone!
Hello?
Hello?
You have to hang up on me first if we can see another call. Unless you have cool call waiting.
It bothers my ears for some reason.
What were we talking about? Oh, Matt at the Renaissance Fair. And so he was there with three girls, and they all rode a camel. And my joke is, I hope you got to ride something more than that camel after the Renaissance Fair.
That's inappropriate, Seth.
All right.
Highly inappropriate.
So how was the Renaissance Fair?
It was actually pretty decent.
I did think it was cute, though, that Matthew and his lover went as the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Whitney just ruined that. She made it too gay.
Anyway.
She just made it too
wow.
gay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my whole plan.
Yep.
That was purely by accident.
So why does Matt hate Greg exactly?
Well, I don't know, Matt. Go ahead and tell that story, too. Since this is Matt Hour.
Yeah,
Matt
I guess.
Matt Hour.
Which is not any relation to Matt Lauer.
Well. All right. How much of the Seth and Brian show did you listen to?
Are you kidding?
Every single episode. Good.
Like
over,
five
like,
times.
I'm double checking. So, you know that Greg was my roommate last
yes.
year. Okay.
We called him Dennis on that show, though, because his last name's
yeah.
Raider and wanted
Dennis
to make
Raider.
Him BTK.
Yeah. He's a fat. Oh,
he is fat.
I need that list of words I can't say because when I get.
You can say fat ass.
And I want to make sure that I don't.
Say the letter and I'll tell you if you can say it. It's the it's usually the first one on a page before the word, the
B?
Letter. Yes, you can say that.
No, he's a badass bastard who needs to die.
Oh,
get
yeah.
in my belly!
Anyway.
Tell you what. You keep the money, and I'll take your baby. And we'll call it even.
That is so creepy.
All right.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back.
Was that on the first or second one?
That's the second one.
Yeah, Whitney, asking. That's the one I gave you.
I haven't watched it yet.
Watch it, then you'll get that joke.
Okay.
You've never seen Austin Powers
2?
No,
I've never seen any of them.
Holy crud.
The third one sucks the booty.
Yeah. The first one sucks the booty. I hate the first
I
one.
I like the first one when he's pulling stuff out of... Or is that the second one, too, when he's pulling stuff out of the
There's
tent and it looks like it's coming out of his butt?
The tent is the second
know,
one.
Okay, then never mind. The second one's the best. The
second one
quote,
is the best.
I can quote Austin Powers like no other, but I've never seen
and
it.
And the opening
wow,
title yes. the second
that
one.
Sad.
Yes.
That is
too.
Sad.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin Powers 2 is hilarious. It really yep. is.
So anyway. It's like I could quote Anchorman like no other before. I saw that. Now I can quote it even more because
yeah.
that's an amazing movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Greg's a fat bastard. Matthew, continue.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, Greg.
Baby back, baby back, baby back.
Douche.
Continue.
You made me lose my train of thought.
It's so funny when Matthew was actually trying to think. He just threw an open can of Mountain Dew on
it. It happened.
Oh, Lordy. All
right. Anyway, so at the beginning of the year, I stole Greg's TV from him. So that's probably the only good thing that came out of me knowing Greg.
Because doesn't Greg have, like, super rich grandparents?
I don't know. They pay for his college. Every time they come and pick him up. That's Here's how lazy Greg is. He has a vehicle at Tabor College. He can drive. Well, if you really want to call it driving.
He drives it like a Flintstone car.
Yeah.
His feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, really, Whitty.
His grandparents.
Ass. Screw you.
His grandparents will come and pick him up for breaks, grab all his laundry. He never does laundry at school. So if a break is like 3 months long, you know, between like we get back, let's say January, we don't have a break till spring break.
So you do like have like 3 months of solid college. You won't do anything of laundry.
Yes. And they will do his laundry. They'll make his bed.
Yes. Yes.
His room reeks so bad, his whole mod stinks, which really sucks.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
He doesn't wash clothes at all.
In three months, and he's a fat ass.
And here's the worst part, Winnie. He doesn't even take a shower. Okay.
I just gag. That is so gross.
Right. Seth.
Yes. Does anybody
get that
hang
one
out with
clip
him?
Of like the freak out clip? We don't have that one.
Freak out clip.
Does anybody hang out
like
with
disgusting
him at
freak
all?
Out clip?
Yes, two people do.
Like da,
do
da,
they
da,
shower
da,
as well?
Da,
yes, actually they do. They're
I don't see how you
one
can
person not, one person who hangs out, one person who hangs out with Greg, her name is Jana Darrow.
You tell this piece of S word that I would personally F word him up.
I love
Wow.
Nothing to do with your story.
I know it doesn't. But
I just saw it and it was taunting.
Anyway, she's very childlike, but she's very smart at the same time.
Who is this? Who are you talking about?
Jana. Well, she asked who hangs out with Greg.
Okay. So he doesn't shower for like 3 months?
I don't think he showers at all. I mean,
even when he goes
last
home.
Last year, here's the thing. Last year we had the Christmas banquet last school year.
Yeah.
RRA came in and said, I hear you're going to the Christmas banquet. And he's like, yeah, I'm going with my quote-unquote girlfriend, Brianna. And he was like, well, you're going to take a shower first. And, like, Dustin forced him to take a shower that night because Greg was going to be at his table as
like
well.
Those.
And he's like, you are
Except
not going to be sitting at our
like
table
disgusting.
Reeking the whole thing up.
That's so gross.
Okay, Colby, what sound effect are you talking about?
I can't explain it. You used it on the show once, the show.
Yeah.
And it was like a freak out. Remember it, Whitney? Like a disgusting clip.
I don't remember.
But it was like one of those, It wasn't like scary, but it was disgusting.
Scary. That's scary.
I know, but not scary. I meant disgusting, like. I'll try and find it, but I can't explain it.
Okay, we'll just find it for next week. Whatever. All right, anyway, Matt.
Whatever. Yes. I do what I want.
So get to the meat of the situation.
Whatever.
Meat of the situation. Oh,
yeah.
The new reason why I want Greg to die. All right. At the beginning of the year, Shay was living in Hillsboro, and
Shay is Matt's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. She
Who is now a Mormon.
Yeah.
And a boy.
No.
She's really sweet.
Anyway,
she
decided to go back to Oklahoma City, and I couldn't take her because I had drill weekend, so she asked Greg because her and Greg are kind of like friends. And
on the way down there, Greg kind of fills up the entire car, so it's kind of like they had sex.
Gross.
Because Greg was on her.
Greg kept telling her that I was, while we were dating, I constantly bragged about how I got into her pants and how I was only using her for sex and how I thought she was easy, spreading that rumor around school and stuff.
You mean rumor? You told me that too.
No, I didn't.
There's a
waiting
coming
not
for you,
truth.
Matthew. Oh, I just said the S word. You just kicked Colby's weenie off.
Oh my God.
God, I haven't cussed once this episode. Ooh.
It's very rare when I cuss like that.
I haven't screwed up yet.
Yeah, you did. I forget
anyway.
What you did.
Not this episode.
Oh, yeah, that was Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah said the F word.
Yeah. Anyway, so he was telling her lies about stuff like that. And then
what a douche.
I know.
Then he,
I hate when people lie.
This is the best part, though. Hold on. Here it comes.
No, I got another story
didn't,
the best part.
Aren't anyway, they, like, starting to go
he,
out now?
He forcibly kissed Shay.
Forcibly?
Yes. Well,
God, that's
Are
a
you
word.
Sure it wasn't consensual?
I'm positive it wasn't
forcibly.
Consensual.
I told you, he fills up the entire car. His lips are just kind of there. I mean, she probably turned to get a Cheeto and his face was in the way.
Yeah, so.
His Cheeto.
Gross.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, Greg, for the past, since February, has been pestering Shay to go out with him.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
Damn it.
We don't, you never gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Isolate that.
Douche. Wow.
Anyway, pestering Shay, basically sexually harassing her.
Yeah. And so she just finally gives in and says, yeah, we'll go, we'll have an open relationship. Whatever. What the hell is an open relationship?
That means that you're a swinger.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically means that you can have sex, but you could also have sex with other people and you can't get mad.
Yep.
Oh, it's okay. An open relationship.
Well, that's,
it's basically a cheat card, so you can cheat on your girlfriend / boyfriend.
Yep.
Oh,
that's right. Pretty much what it is.
Well,
you should try that, Matt. It might work for you.
Well, he has to have more than one girl that's interested.
Yeah,
sorry,
true.
Sorry, man. Didn't mean to choose your orientation for you.
Chris.
Child.
Chris.
Coley, shut your mouth.
Anyway. Doesn't matter. Everybody thinks we're talking about a man.
Chris.
Continue.
Anyway, continue.
And this is the longest ass story ever.
He's sexually harassing her.
We missed a break again.
I know, because Matthew's talking for damn ever.
You guys keep interrupting me, so shut
up. No, we don't.
Go to break. Seriously, screw Matthew. Go to break.
Hurry up.
All right, so anyway, Shay caves in and decides to go out with Greg for a while, and so I want to kill him.
She's loving it.
No, well, actually, I convinced her last night to break up with him.
So what would they do at a date? Like, would they just go and watch Greg eat?
Yeah.
Probably.
Sit there, I'm going to eat a whole cow right now.
5 cows!
Wow, yeah.
1,300 million calories of fat.
Greg's idea of a energy, special date is taking his girlfriend to Golden Buffet.
400 babies!
Wow.
Give your baby chocolate, and they'll race against Kenyans. They'll race against Kenyans.
What? And they'll be deported back to Kenya.
Oh my god!
Have you seen the second one yet?
Yes, you showed me.
It's
that.
It's so funny.
Those are hilarious.
If God gives you lemons, find another god.
The lemon god.
Wow.
Sorry. All right, so Greg's dating Matt's
ex-girlfriend. Raw Barry. Made with real lightning.
Here's some few puns I thought of. When Greg and Shay have sex, people need to inform Shay that use protection means that she also needs to have something to hold Greg up so he doesn't crush her when he's on top. Other things that she needed to do is also be very wary that she might just walk into a room, and because he fills the room, she might just get pregnant.
Oh.
And also that he doesn't take showers, so she may not ever have to leave to eat out.
That's so gross.
Well,
that's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
I clicked break, too.
This
yeah.
is the Seth and Colby Show. Duo.com. What to read?
Here's one. Tom Cruise by Andrew Morton.
Oh my gosh.
How to be a crazy, insane psychopath. It's also got a picture of his chin and then his eyes.
Basically, they took a picture of him and cut it in half.
It's weird.
It in opposite ways.
Next. We all know the smile of Tom Cruise, but what lies beneath that Cheshire grin? An alien. Just kidding. In this true, completely unauthorized biography, celebrity watcher Andrew Morton takes us behind the public image of the hardworking, charismatic actor to explore the real man who likes to leap onto couches and beat his wife.
I love this woman.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Get sued.
The famed biographer of Princess Diana penetrates the equally formidable Royal Wall. We all know what Royal Wall is. Means that surrounds the world's most famous Scientologist. I think he's crazy, but that's just me. He left into a couch and almost like raped over.
I love this woman.
I remember in Scary Movie 4, he's like
four.
Bending her fingers back and like breaks them. And he's
four.
Laughing the whole time.
That was
cracks me up.
Learn about the newest books on what to read every Sunday at Duo.com. We'll be right back. www.thesethandcolby.com. Changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
The chosen one disappeared last night. What have you done with him?
Funny, I thought you could tell me.
In your dreams.
I like them feisty.
You disgust me.
No! Go follow her. Then save her for me.
You better love them, because they got out of bed to do this show. Seth and Colby.
Welcome back.
Man. What in the world?
I love that movie.
It's Kung Pao.
Holy crap. What time is it anyway?
It's time for you to shut the F up. All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Seth and Colby.
Yay.
And
are we done with Matt?
Yeah, I guess. I want to mention that Matt's truck. The reason that Josh is here is to help Matt fix his truck, which is a fruitless endeavor.
No, it's not.
That's all I want to say about that.
I'm offended.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about my wedding now. Because cool. It's getting closer and closer to the hell date than ever before.
You called it.
I know.
I called it off the date.
Yeah.
He's like detesting his wedding. I swear. He does it all the time.
I do.
Because he's a fat ass.
My weight has nothing to do with any of that.
You know what? I'm going to get Seth one of those shirts where it has like the bride and groom and the groom got like X's on the size.
That'd be badass. It would
what?
Be. I would wear that to my wedding.
Say it again.
I would wear that. Seriously, I would wear that rehearsal night. I swear to God, I would.
I'm
going to
get you one then.
I swear to God, I would.
I'm going
to
get you one then.
Okay.
I could see Sarah also giving him the death look of death.
No, she would kill me for giving it to him.
She would think it's funny, because she's not going to wear anything rehearsal night, so.
Whoa!
Well, rehearsal night's going to be our practice night for the next night. So it's just going to save me time.
Wow.
That was just mark it down at 2:44 p.m. on August 26th. I made the first wedding night joke ever on this show. I'm sure there'll be more to come. I'm probably going to write down a whole bunch. Like things that I will say on wedding night. Man, Matthew wouldn't like this. So, anyway, I don't know if we should talk about Kathleen or if we should talk about Lucas.
Talk about Lucas, because he makes me mad.
Well, I think I'm going to throw my wedding out there first. But this kind of ties into Kathleen, because it's both parties.
Really?
Sarah's bridal shower's next week. I don't know what we're doing, but I'm not going. So it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to come hang out with Colby. But there is an after party, and it'll probably be dumb, because Kathleen's going to be there.
Aww. Too bad.
Stop it, don't!
Hate.
Don't, know.
Ah, crap!
Okay, anyway. So, my bachelor party, here's what I'm doing for my bachelor party. I'm going to have ladies over, and we're just going to hang out.
You mean...
Wow.
Stop it!
Why can't I do it anymore?
You can't do it. I laugh at you. Loser. Damn.
Winnie's going to kill you all.
Yeah, she's got to cover her ears. Okay, I'm sorry. Sit down, I'm sorry. Okay, what was I talking about?
Oh, God.
Do you want your ass raped?
Okay, so anyway, so that's going to be my bachelor party. And that'll
No, the ladies are...
Oh, we're going to have
strippers.
An orgy. Yeah, just all going to go over, we're just going to do
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
Like fire, you're going to have fire over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is really funny because I actually heard an alternate version of that story from Timmery last night, and it's completely different than Kathleen's messed up version. Okay, here's the thing with Kathleen. Kathleen cannot plan things.
Yes.
Her brain is only half fourth there.
Yeah, her Halloween party went so well.
Like, for instance, tonight is a party. Sarah works at Borders.
Mm-hmm.
And someone at her work that got hurt and couldn't do the job there got another job somewhere else. And the people that were friends with him there are doing a party for him, a going away party.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, to celebrate his new job and all that.
Isn't it, like, mandatory, too?
Well, it's mandatory, as in if you don't come, you're
a douche.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Sarah's not going to go because she has to work, so she gets out of it.
Yeah.
But here's what's funny. Kathleen was going to go with her.
Yeah.
Kathleen also had planned her housewarming party tonight. So for some way, I didn't tell her this because I just wanted her to have to panic and figure out the situation by herself, which, by the way, didn't work out as well as I planned because she forgot about both as of yesterday. She doesn't remember that there's a party tonight. But I was going to let her figure out how to do her housewarming party that she's hosting and go to the party at Borders at the same time. So,
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
My dear sweet Kathleen, I don't know what goes through her head sometimes.
Yeah. But then on the topic of bigger douchebags is Lucas, who sent me a text message.
He's still not dead yet?
Sent you a text message.
Send a lot of people this text
message. Yeah, how about every single person in this phone?
Did you get
Except
it too?
Except me.
Not me.
Not me.
That's because you have a tiny heart, which is another thing Lucas said about you because you're evil.
No, wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
No, and I also have to read this text from Matthew, but keep going.
He told Colby he had a tiny heart.
Yes.
What an ass.
Nothing. It was
from
about...
Lucas Wallace sent on at 9:33 p.m. on April 21st. Hey. I just wanted to say to you that I'm sorry how unfaithful I was with God when I was around you. And I wanted to thank you for always loving me, no matter what, even when I was extremely retarded.
Douche, douche,
thanks for everything.
Douche,
God bless.
Douche, douche,
yeah.
Can I kill him, please?
That made sense, Lucas.
And then, speaking of making sense here,
okay,
let me read
great.
My little message that Matt sent to Twitter the other night.
Okay, let me finish this with Lucas while you're getting
it. Seth already warned everybody I'm a crap.
Lucas
typer.
Also had been fasting every other week for 3 days.
Sarah told me that he coughed.
Hold on, oh man!
Holy crap.
Just steal my thunder!
Sorry.
It's Jeez. Called a build-up, it's show business.
Sorry.
We all could make money just by telling stories. I wouldn't have a job, Whitney.
You know, I just put it out there before anybody else.
Isolate that. Okay. So he's been fasting for 3 days every other week. No food. And then he had a lot of schoolwork. So no water. Not water. No sleep, sorry. Which means that he woke up on the third day of his fast and coughed up blood.
Good job.
And then got to skip school.
What?
Yep, exactly. And then the next week, he has mono and strep throat. Okay? And he wanted to go to some big Christian retreat thing down in Dallas.
This weekend.
And he said, it'll be okay, I won't give anybody else the sickness, because they're all Christians and they believe they won't get sick, so they won't.
Is that seriously what he said?
Yes. And luckily, someone in their family had a brain and told him he couldn't go, because he almost convinced his parents that it'd be okay. And we went to go get wood, isolate that, for the studio downstairs, for the Beautiful Monsters show, and Lucas came with us. With his dad, because his dad had a pickup that we went to go get plywood with.
Yeah.
And he's like, touching me. And I'm like, I'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't touch me right now because he's sick. And he's like, I'm not sick. And I'm like, then why are you on FDA antibiotics?
Yeah. Okay.
So if I have mono, I'm going to kiss all of you deep with tongue.
Oh my.
Wow.
To teach you a lesson.
Seriously? Okay, that is the most retarded excuse I've ever heard in my life. That Christians won't get sick because they believe in God.
That's
what?
Right. They won't get sick because they believe they won't. Even though Lucas has been fasting, which is like apparently the best thing Christians can do, and he threw up blood, skipped school, got mono, and has strep throat.
Seriously?
Lucas, you're worshiping the wrong God.
Seriously, I've fasted before. Me and my church fasted before. The only thing we did was we drank water because that's what you're supposed to do
I'm
when you fast.
I'm fasting right now. I'm fasting right now, Winnie. I'm fasting from fasting.
Bravo, Seth. How's that going for you?
Oh, it's
that,
been going for 20 years straight.
Oh, and, man, that's
and
bravo.
I'm like a monk over here.
And you,
see,
and you don't fast on sleep. That is the stupidest thing to pick is to fast
He's
on sleep.
He's not fasting on sleep. He just had schoolwork, so he didn't sleep. So he had no energy, and then he coughed up blood
Douche.
Like an artard.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. Who has more intelligence, Brian or Lucas?
Lucas.
Yeah. As of right now, Lucas does.
Ouch.
Lucas is just more outspoken about his retardedness.
Yeah. I see.
And it sucks because he used to be cool in person, but like the less me and Colby see him, the more douchebaggery he gets away from us.
Am I going to be really wanting to kill him at the wedding?
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity?
Anyways. Yeah.
Lovely.
All right. Matthew's text message.
Oh, crap. What did I screw up now?
Cat power.
What?
This was about the show last night. It was hell of long, damn, but good job, very good job. Let me repeat that if you didn't hear it.
What time
that well.
Did I, what time did I send that?
It was hell of long, damn, but good job, very good job.
What time was that?
12:19 a.m. April 26th.
Oh, now I know why, that doesn't, now I know why that doesn't make sense.
That was hell of damn long.
And then the text message I sent when I took his phone, doing the shout. Instead
you
of
grabbed
show.
My phone because I was in the middle of a text.
Okay, right.
Shout.
Doing the shout. Shout.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
It was hell of long damn, but good job. Very good job.
I had a little bit too much to drink. I apologize.
Right. Maybe that's just your brain.
It's because his mom ran over him with his car.
Exactly.
Which is another reason his parents hate me because I keep bringing that up.
Exactly.
Alexa should have told that story on the air.
Oops. Wait, I told it first, so you have a whole right to use it.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. All right, anyway.
Oh, my God. I apologize for my bad grammar.
Let's take a break. This break is hell of damn long.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. Duo.com. DEWOH.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
King Arthur, and these are my knights of the Round Table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido Wamba.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see.
What?
He says they've already got one.
Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told them we already got one. Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person. Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
After the show, they'll be at the local buffet. Seth and Colby.
There's a classic liner for you,
yep,
Colby.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Wow, that's a funny
niggets.
Clip.
Niggets.
I love how he's just farting like he fired out of a cannon. I fought in your general direction.
Your mother was a hamster.
And your father smelled of elderberries. It's beautiful. It's one of the best clips ever.
Yes.
That show is a classic. And it's really weird because not all the other Monty Pythons. All the other Monty Python movies are really funny. They're just not nearly as good as that one is.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's funny because that movie's just ridiculously amazing.
Yep.
So anyway, we're almost done with the show. Do we want to quickly go over the park? Or should we talk about something that happened at your school? Or should we ask Whitney anything exciting that she's done? Because we've only got about a minute left.
Well, we did go over what Whitney did all week. Remember at the very beginning?
Yeah, but we didn't do what you did. Like, what did you do all week?
Nothing. I volunteered at Green Eggs and Ham, and that's about it.
What the heck is that?
It's where little chitlins from Head Start go to the cotillion, and everyone was like, it was like a Dr. Seuss theme. I got a free T-shirt out of it when I helped some chitlins.
That sounds unhealthy for, you know, you know, poor kids to eat green eggs.
Anyways.
Well, they didn't eat that.
Can't you afford good eggs?
They went to their school to eat lunch. We all got a free lunch out of it, though.
Wow.
Which is nice.
Wow.
So right. Anyway, that was my week.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Colby, anything that you worth talking about at your school that happened this week?
Nope, just, these stupid... Thanks.
That's the ending music.
I know.
I gotta start it.
Blasted it, like, crazy loud. No, I won't even talk about it. It's stupid.
Nothing good?
Just, I had this concert full of stupid Christian people. Except there was a pro skateboarder there. It was pretty tight.
Nice.
I saw him perform.
Did he actually do any cool tricks?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
He did all these flips and tricks on like this, I don't know, 6x6 piece of wood.
Nice.
Well, maybe one day he'll cough up blood and get mono and have to start running out. He's fasting and not sleeping.
Exactly.
Because he's retarded. Well, anyway, I guess that's it for the show then. Do we want to quickly say that we did something cool at the park?
What did you do?
Well, yeah.
Okay. We did something really cool at the park. We went swinging and...
Yep. We just hung out at the park for
a while.
That's
about it.
That's no fair.
It was so fun.
Well, you should have came and hung out with us on Wednesday when we were supposed to doing work.
Why didn't you call me? Stop it! Damn you!
She's going to kill
Whitney,
you.
Oh, Whitney, I love you. All right, anyway, thanks for watching the show.
I love you.
We'll be back next week, right?
All right, I love you.
Brand new episode, and I guess that's about it, really.
I won't be here.
Oh, that's right. We're going to have a guest. Timmery's going to come in next week, I believe.
Cool. Yay!
And that'll be awesome. So it'll be Matthew's gone the first week of every month. Just keep that in mind, everybody. He's got to do Army stuff, so...
Yay.
Sorry, everyone, but that's how that happens. And I must have started the music a little early because we're going to end up with, like, 30 seconds at the end of the show without any music. I'm going to do this. Okay, pretend this didn't happen.
There we go. That worked.
That's better. So anyway, Matthew will be gone next week. Whitney will be back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Colby will be here, I hope. And I will be here unless I get hit by a bus and get killed in the face, which is a possibility.
Well, just to get all the show prep done, Seth finally got his invitations done.
Oh, so, yeah, but yes. I haven't got them printed. So they're not 100% done, and they're almost designed. I still have to add one line. But
oh,
I might
Lord.
Do that today and then might take them to get printed.
All right.
Because well, Whitney would...
I'll kill you.
Sarah and Whitney would probably kill me if I didn't get those done.
How much longer?
Whatever you want to say, you're lying.
All right. Let's kick this pig.
In the face. Pigs is pig.